Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Master Prophet Muhammad, our Lord and Teacher, and in the name of his uncle, the recipient of revelation, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we thank you for tuning in to Muhammad Talk Radio. My name is Captain Jihad. I am your host for today. We here at Muhammad Talk Radio thank Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, for allowing us this opportunity to give to you this message in the days of the resurrection of the original man here in the hills of North America. Our subject today is Master Farad Muhammad is the God of the universe. And I would like to play a tape about the new planet the scientists of this world named it Planet X, Nibiru. Thank you.
To finish this portion up, where, you know, you've done all these things, you were basically you were chasing corruption in the government, and now you're working on Nibiru. Tell me about this transition.
Well, basically, as I started to mention a little earlier, we ended up chasing the money, first off. It's that old thing, follow the money. Huge amounts of money vanished. So I realized after tapping back into old resources and even going back into some of my own files where I had people talk to me about underground facilities way back in the 90s, and one thing led to the other, and it became the connecting of the dots of politically, scientifically, financially, and every other thing that seems to affect us on a regular basis. It all went in one direction, and that was the realization that the mystery Planet X that had been talked about almost like a fable for so many generations, so many years, and of course people that have done great amount, some folks that have spent their entire lives dedicated to studying all the old scriptures of all around the entire globe going back 4,000, 2,000, 3,000 years, and the realization that Planet X was a real item, that it was genuinely in a huge, apparently a huge elliptical orbit, and was on its way back in. And that was, according to my information, it was discovered about 1983 in terms of being a discovery in Washington, D.C. by President Reagan and, of course, Vice President Bush, who was actually the president during Reagan's time, too. But the bottom line being that someone at that point in time came in and said that huge infrared telescopic satellite that we sent out to the fringes of the solar system has just broke everybody's bubble because the planet Nibiru, Planet X, does exist, and it appears that it's on its way back in. So sometime during that period of time in the early 80s, powers to be, so to speak, I refer to them as the bad guys of the shadow government, they sat back and they said, uh-oh, if this is real, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. How bad is it? When's it going to come? If it's coming in 100 years, we don't care. But we're talking in only 20, 30, 40 years that this is going to be coming back, and it is coming back. So I had studied a multitude of astronomers that have studied it. All of those research had been done, and I came to my own shocking conclusion that Planet X Nibiru is a reality. And the bottom line is the United States has built all these unbelievable underground facilities as survival facilities for the limited few that are going to be allowed in underground. Today's news that you out of 100 of them underground in the United States. That's going to be one of the primary hideaways. But it's interesting because what they're saying now is they're expanding it or building putting in updated equipment, etc. Because they had actually moved all of that out about a year and a half ago, and that's a part of that's in our DVD. But what has also happened since the last time we spoke, which is about, whatever, 4 or 5 months ago, I guess, last time I was talking with you about this, many things that I had, in fact, predicted in our DVD has, in fact, taken place. That is, of course, a tremendous increase in sky activity. What I mean by that is the planets starting out by Pluto and coming inward are all changing in the facial, the external chemistry structure. They're all heating up, and they're being aggravated by something. Some of these are has been going on now, you know, for about a year, but that's all. Actually, a lot of news releases on that. But the bottom line is, of course, it's not in the regular news. You have to kind of flip over the pages and roll over some rocks and look around to find some of these actual news reports. So what we have is all the planets are being irritated by something. The sun now
and
is
people,
being irritated.
People too are getting irritated, Bob, by something. I mean, it's bizarre, but something's happening.
Yes, and you know, it's easy when you get, you can fall into a trick bag when you do a study like I ended up doing, because ordinarily I wouldn't touch the planet X with a 50-foot pole, you know, because it was something rather fell into the fanciful direction. But when I got into the nuts and bolts of the politics, changing their entire space programs a few years ago, putting these underground facilities, filling them up with survival foods to the extent that the average guy had trouble buying that for the last 2 or 3 years, because the primary contracts were going to the government for all of the freeze-dried stuff and what have you. The underground facilities we're talking about, and I have a list of them on my website, some of them are really huge. And then when I found out that in Russia, in 2010, they put out a mandate to create 5,000 smaller underground facilities, which they did accomplish by 2015, by the beginning of this year. They've accomplished that. They have some of them are large, but a large quantity of are what we would call smaller facilities. Now, all at the same time, the things that, see, these are the dots that people couldn't figure out exactly what was going on, like supplying military weapons and equipment and buying billions with a B of bullets and to supply small weapons to all the sheriff's departments and the police departments around the country. And, of course, troop carriers, hand grenade launchers, and things of that type into our police facilities. Everybody said, what's going on with that? Why are they buying so many weapons and bullets and machine guns and things of that sort that you could actually fight a war, a World War IV, a 3, 4, and 5? You know, it's an extraordinary amount of weapons.
FEMA just contacted one of my clients. They produce storable food, and they wanted to buy up the entire inventory, Bob.
Yes. And they have been doing that, see? And their target has not been... Now, these are the things that get really spooky when I got into this. You know, you can always say, well, they're doing it for this, or it's down the road, or they're worried about something else or what have you. And everything points to one thing, and that is an intergalactic, unbelievably serious event taking place. If the wealthiest elite of the world are digging holes for themselves to hide it and have been filling them with the foodstuffs like you're talking about, the foodstuffs for 5-6 years now, you couldn't buy them. You couldn't get enough because the contracts were all obligated to the government. And the reason for the... they have now also something that's been banging around the internet like crazy, all right, is the upcoming planned exercise to take place. It's sort of a synthetic martial law that is to be done by all of the military sources cooperatively under Homeland Security sometime between June and September. And this is something that's slowly been coming out, and it has a name. I think it's, I don't have it in front of me. It's not something like, but it's a You know, it's got a regular title for it at this point in time. It's called Helm something, whatever. I can't think of it at this point. But it is a real event that people are picking up on. Now, what this is basically a dry run for martial law. And, of course, again, everybody says, well, you know, why? What is it? I wonder what, you know, why would they even be doing this? Why are they practicing it and educating the general police forces to handle this? What's the idea with that? Well, they're going to, here's, everybody asks, they say, when will the government tell us about the incoming of Nibiru?
It's called Operation Jade Helm 15.
Jade Helm, that's what it is. I couldn't think of it to save my life. And that is a dry run preliminary on martial law. The bottom line is this. The people that are in control at this point in time have their hands in our budget and can take and do the, what they wish with the money and have been creating hideouts for themselves underground, 103 of them, give or take, all right? They will never be able at any time come forward on the news and say, hey, we have bad news. A planet's going to come back around in a couple of months, and it's going to create complete global destruction like Noah's floods, which I believe Noah's floods was, in fact, Nibiru on one of its earlier passes.
And in order to keep government alive, we've had decided to move underground, but you can't go.
Right. And the only way, I mean, if you just apply logic to this whole situation with buying the bullets and getting ready for martial law, going underground, changing the space administration, the whole thing has been changed in 20 years. And lying to us about all kinds of ridiculous reasons for buying equipment and things. When all of that, the bottom line is, if the people knew ahead of time, it would be complete global havoc and riots. There's no way that you can present this to the average person in a manner such that's going to keep them from not going completely out of control. So they're going to have to, at one point in time, the Planet X Nibiru is going to be visually seen on the horizon, up in the sky. It's going to be a new star. It'll appear originally as a singular star, even though it's a large planet, calculated to be five times the size of Earth, and carrying with it four or five moons that travels around it like its own little solar system itself. And additionally, of course, the unbelievable tail, like in the tail of a comet, like Halley's Comet, that has a 24 million mile tail. That's just a frozen snowball that comes around every 75 years. We have no idea how big the tail of space debris is going to be dragging behind Nibiru. And when it comes, we're going to travel through it at least twice when it comes in to go around the sun and then back out again. We will, under our regular orbit of going around the sun, we will, in fact, go through it twice. And going through that tail is going to be an experience that no one's going to want to...
And I suspect, Bob, we've gone through this before in earlier history of this planet.
That's correct. And I don't, again, I'm the messenger on this thing. I'm an expert in certain areas, predominantly corrupted politics, if you will. But I have the ability to put A, B, and C together. Sometimes you just have to get your prejudice set aside and just say, you know, I have to really look at this through clear glasses. What in the world would cause these people to stop stealing money for their own pocket and start building hideouts? And so, again, I tapped into those guys and organizations that have studied this thing for years and years. A fellow named Gil Broussard is one gentleman that has a wonderful investigative research on this. And then, of course, Marshall Masters has been chasing this for many years. And the bottom line, what they've discovered, and many, many, many other people, including people that have been eliminated because they were high-level astronomers that were told to keep their mouths shut, and they are now deceased because they didn't keep their mouths shut. But the bottom line is, you're correct. It has been around. There is a debate between, let's say, Group 1 and Group 2 as to whether it's a 3,600-year elongated orbit, or if it is a lesser orbit of about 350 or 360 years. In that case, obviously, simple mathematics, that it would have been here 10 times in passing around close to the Earth, if in fact it's on a shorter orbit. But the agreement is, of course, the approximate date that has been calculated by these folks who have done extraordinary, some of the studies that gone back, you know, studying the, let's say, the Egyptian writings, the Tibetan monks on the top of the Himalayas, the writings that they've done, the emperors of the ancient Chinese, where they actually followed this thing. They called it the visiting star or the red dragon, and they actually followed it in their own scriptures and wrote these things down. And you can now, you can actually verify most of these events to be true and correct times. In other words, you can verify pretty much when it had passed. So the question was, and these guys, again, I'm not the astronomer, I don't pretend to be an astronomer, but I understand it, and the bottom line is that it has come by, it has been logged in the diaries of these ancient cultures, in the Bible, it's described in biblical writings, and the bottom line is that they it has come around, it's caused floods like Noah's floods, which was actually one of them, one of the passes.
Has it caused the winter we had in the Northeast this year?
The winter, absolutely. And that, see, I put that in our DVD, which, by the way, it's very large. It's a double DVD, 4 hours, because we did cover every aspect.
Four
the Vatican's
hours?
Involvement
wow.
in all of it.
That's a long,
and,
long time.
Well, and what we put in there, as a matter of fact, which is amazing, was I had just analyzed it, and I said, the winter of 2015 that we've just been going through, I said it's going to be the craziest, the worst winter the United States had had in hundreds of years because of Nibiru. Now we have today, President Obama mentioned the fact in an interview with, I think it was CBS, a sit-down interview, he was talking about the climate change. Well, it's not basic, it's not because we were smoking too much. It's not because we had too many smokestacks coming out of the factories and all. The climate change is taking place because of Nibiru's effect.
Let's not...
Assalamu alaikum. I would like to know, how could you name a planet when you are not the creator of the planet? Now, I would like to explain how the 10th planet came about. Take it or leave it, or leave it. It was in 1983 when Master Rab Muhammad took my wife, Sister Elijah, up into the spiritual world where he was and kissed her right hand and told her she was truly blessed. They say that your life experience share some of that light that Master Farah Muhammad shared with me and my beloved wife, Sister Elijah. May the peace and blessings of Allah be with her. During the month of Ramadan in 1986, Master Farah Muhammad taught us that 1986 was the end of the devil's time. He said, time has moved into God's time, and he wants the world to know that he is the God of this dispensation. He said the devil's time was up in 1914, but he was given a 60-year extension of time. Now, from 1914 to 1974, when we had our last Savior's Day with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is 60 years. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad completed his mission. That Savior's Day that last Savior's Day that we had with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, there were four men on the stage. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that they were not white men. Say, they are scientists. They have come to see what you all have learned. He also said that the sun is setting and will rise again. Now, the 10th planet is about to turn this world upside down. The sun will no longer set in the east. It will set in the west. Take it or leave it. Now let's go back to the 60 years of extension of time that the devil had. Master Farah Muhammad explained it like this. 1974, add 6 years, you come to 1980. Add another 6 years, you come to 1986, the end of the devil's time. 6,000 years. Now, Master Farah Muhammad asked the question, how long does it take the moon to go around the earth? It takes 28 days to go around the earth. So Master Farah Muhammad said, he's given us 28 years to line up behind him and do his will. Now add 28 years to 1986, you come to 2014. Ramadan was the end of the devil's time. Now, in 1986, Master Farah Muhammad said that the planet's name was Andante, which means moderately slow pace. This is the rhythmic vibration of the development of the new order in the heavens, a peaceful, slow melody constantly evolving to perfection. Andante, moving gradually. Many have said that the race is not to the swift, but to the one that endures to the end. The message from the planet tells us to take our time and plan to survive. God is with us. We cannot afford to make any more mistakes. Our life depends on us preparing for the future. In 1987, the scientists said that the brown planet rotated with a wobble. Master Farah Muhammad said it was not a wobble. It was shaped like a pyramid. He said all the cities that you all have gone to, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, if you look on the map and draw a line from city to city, you have a pyramid. Take it or leave it. Our Savior has arrived. Page 97. Human beings are created according to the life of the universe, planets. Master Farah Muhammad, to whom praise I do forever, taught me that the original designer and maker of the universe created it on time, and there is an end to it. This wisdom has been hidden from the world until now. The Quran teaches this wisdom this way. The appeal here is made three things: the planets, the people of Allah, witness bearers, the night, the time of darkness and ignorance, and the dawn, the light of Allah. The planets have a retrograde and a forward motion, and during occultation hide or disappear behind the sun or appear stationary. They behave differently from the millions of stars around them, yet they are not mere astro bodies, but only obey definite laws and evidence of the power and wisdom of Allah. In 1930, when the heavens revealed the planet Pluto, many new discoveries followed, and many changes. This was the beginning of the alchemist dream come true. Radium changed of its own accord into helium, lead, and other elements. This nuclear reaction is like that of the sun, which converts hydrogen directly into helium in a continuous production of fuel and light. On July 4, 1930, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that God Allah made his appearance and delivered new knowledge into the world in order to give life to a fallen humanity before its death. Revelation is compared to rain in the Bible and Quran. Rain sent down from the heavens to give life to a dead earth. The southern part, the southern states of the United States, suffered one of the worst droughts in our history. From 1931 to 1938, the drought affected the entire country. Few food crops could be grown. Food became scarce, and prices went up throughout the nation. Hundreds of families in the Dust Bowl region had to be moved to farms in other areas with the help of the federal government. The Quran and the Bible tells us of this coming upon the people because of their rebelliousness to Revelation. Surah 7, Section 16. Holy Quran, Asaph, A. Yusuf Ali, and Surah 7, Mulana Ali, Section 16. The Bible, Exodus, Chapter 7, Verse 11. Plagues were sent down upon the people because they refused guidance from God. Revelation. We are now in the worst drought since 1930, and it will get worse until every knee is made to bow or die. Submission to the one true God, Master Farad Muhammad, is the only way to be saved. Believe it or not, this is the truth. There has been other droughts. In 1944, which brought about the great damage to Europe, where it continued throughout the summer of 1945, from 1950 to 1954. And the United States suffered another drought, but not as severe as the drought of 1930. In 1930, hundreds of cattle were lost. The farmers had to relocate their cattle to other regions because pasture land had no grass. But still, many animals lost their life from the heat. In 1961, drought struck the northern Great Plains states and Canada. Canada's Providence. During the mid-1970s, California and a number of other states in the western half of the United States experienced severe drought conditions. Major losses of crops and livestock occurred. As a result, all of this was due to the mental changes of the people on the planet Earth at that time, and is the cause of the plague which we are now experiencing. Study the history books and compare the time and the mental attitude of the masses. Read in the world book and study drought. You will see the truth, how history continues to repeat itself, because the mental process of the people have not been changed completely. This is the reason why a complete transmutation must take place to bring about a different people altogether. Allah will prove that He is the master scientist and God over all nature. He will transform a people that are considered by the so-called civilized world as nothing into gold, just as radium seemed to have changed on its own accord without the help of any of the scientists on earth. It will seem that a people change as if by a miracle when the nucleus of an atom is bombarded with strong and fast degrees of light or heat. The atom will lose a proton or electron. If the atom is bombarded and a proton is liberated, the atom becomes a negative charged atom or ion. If electron is released, the atom becomes a positively charged atom. The changes in the nucleus of the atom changes the nature of the substance. In 1983, the scientists discovered another planet in our solar system, the 10th planet, making a change in the heavens, which must now be done on Earth. We are now 58 years from the time of the appearance of Allah on July 4, 1930. The 58th surah of the Quran is the pleading woman, which corresponds to the 58th chapter of the fall of America, titled The Mother Flame. In mathematics, 58 is simplified 5 plus 8 equals 13, corresponding to the 13th tribe of Shafaz, God's tribe, corresponding to Surah 13, and simplified 1 plus 3 equals 4, which brings us to the fourth surah, called The Woman. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that our unity would be more powerful than an atom bomb, because our unity is a creative force and the atom bomb is a destructive force which cannot reproduce or stimulate growth. Our mental power is much stronger than the changes of the atom the charges of the atom bomb reaction. Science is always confronted with problems which must be solved by the creative mind. Divine problems are always solved by the highest of creative minds. God, in the form of revelation, revealed knowledge to enlighten the minds and create a change corresponding to the laws of nature. In philosophy, the theory that all knowledge is related to the mind, or that things can be known only through their effects on the mind, and that consequently there can be no knowledge of reality as it is in itself, called the relativity of knowledge. In philosophy, the fact, principle, or theory of the related rather than the absolute character of motion, velocity, mass, etc., and the interdependence of matter, time, and space as developed and mathematically formulated by Albert Einstein. In the special or restricted theory of relativity, and by Einstein in the general theory of relativity, an extension covering the phenomenon of gravitation. The theory of relativity includes the statement that, number one, there is no observable absolute motion, only related motion. Two, the velocity of light is constant and not dependent on the motion of the source. extreme. No energy can be transmitted at a velocity greater than that of light. 4. The mass of a body is motion, is a function of energy, consistent and varying with the velocity. 5. Time is related. 6. Space and time are interdependent and form a four-dimensional continuum. 7. The presence of matter results in a warping of the space-time and continuum, so that a body in motion passing near by would describe a curve, this being the effect known as gravitation, as evidenced by the deflecting of light rays passing through a gravitational field. Note 762, Ayusuf Quran states, as our true goal is God, the things that seem different to us from different points of view will ultimately be reconciled in Him. Einstein is right in plumbing the depth of relativity in the world of physical science. It points more and more to the need of unity in God in the spiritual world. Thank you for listening. You can send me a postcard or write me, Bride and Groom, Actual Fact, P.O. Box 4479, Kansas City, Kansas 66104. And I'll send you a list of the books we have on sale. We do have a book on the new planet and Dante. It was written in 1988. Last part of my speech was from the book and Dante. It also tells the physical and the scientific knowledge of the planet. In closing, I would like to say, we should not judge until we clearly understand. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
In the name of Master Farad Muhammad, our Lord and teacher, and in the name of his uncle, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for tuning in to Muhammad's Talk Radio. We forever thank Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, for giving us this opportunity to share with you some of the light that we were blessed with from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad. We are verifiers of their teachings. 2015 is the beginning of the days of Allah. That's why we say, in the name of Master Farad Muhammad, he wants the world to know that he is the God of this dispensation. Take it or leave it. This is the truth. Our subject for today is, the silent fast is the key to separation. This is the day of separation. We are living in the days which God has declared that his people must be separated. We must all make a decision. The time for waiting is over. This world in which we live is at hand. The hand of God has declared its destruction. And there is no one who can stop the hand of God. All of the true believers must turn to the one true and living God, Master Farad Muhammad. Master Farad Muhammad is calling for his people to turn to him and be saved from the destruction of this evil world and all of the rulers of evil. If we do not return to Allah, God,
Master Farad Muhammad, we will also be destroyed. If we do not separate from the devil and his evil ways, we will prove that we are one of the dissatisfied, original, that believe in Yaqub's way of thinking. The lion that was caged believed it was a sheep, but when it heard the call of master, of the master lion, it awakened to the reality that it was a mighty lion. The call of God should and will awaken the original mentality of the lion within the black nation. If the power of God's voice do not awake the sleeping lion within the black people's minds, then we are not fit to be his people. God and his messengers told us that my sheep know my voice. God's people know his voice, and the power of his voice will bring them back to the original mind. This might be hard for most people to grasp because we have lived under this type of government and rule all of our lives. America and her family of evildoers seem to have all of the power and the freedom to do what they want to do. But we must not forget that the real ruler, God in person, has come to take back the throne of power. He has spoken to his servants and declared that we must be separated now, just as there was a separation when the God of evil was setting up his kingdom. Now the God of righteousness has declared that he is going to make a separation of good and evil. Yaqub separated the white from the black. Now our God is going to separate the black from the white. The black has been mixed with the white for so long that it is hard for the black to remember the day of pure black rule. Therefore, the God of black, of the black God, must remove the white in order to set up a new kingdom from pure black. All that has been taught and fashioned by white will be removed. The first thing that the black God will do is to remove the thought of the impossible from the mind of the once sleeping black gods. The impossible was put in the mind of the black God when Yaqub used the power of friction to take over the control of the black mind. Friction changed the unlimited creative mind into a dependent mind or a slave mind. This is the reason why the white always keeps some kind of friction going in the world so that he can keep his kind of rule going. The God of righteousness must remove the warmongers and the friction makers from the planet. This removal of the devil friction maker will give the black man the power to move freely and create freely without interference. Yaqub discovered how to use friction to take the power from one piece of metal, which was steel, and transform it into another piece of metal, steel. Steel has been the metal used to continue making friction all over the world. Separation is the key to the salvation of the black nation. Look at the words given to us in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 31. When the Bible begins, it talks about how God separated all things, one from another. Just as Yaqub took 60,000 people and made a nation of unrighteousness, Allah God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, will take 144,000, and from them bring forth a mighty black righteous nation, the nation of Islam. The 144,000 will come first, and then from them will come a nation that no man can count. Allah God has declared that this 144,000 righteous must come forth to rule the world. They will be his people to set up a new government. It is written in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1, that 144,000 of us will accept and return to our God and people, and the rest of my people will go down with the enemies of Allah. For this sad prophecy of the loss of my people, I write what I am writing, hoping perhaps that you may be able to beat the old prophecy prediction by making the truth so simple that a fool can understand it. You must be rightly civilized. You must go back to your own people and country, but not one of you can return with what you have. You must know that this is a time of our separation and the judgment of this world, the Caucasian race that you and I have known. Therefore, Allah has said to me that the time is right for you and me to accept our own, the whole planet Earth. What are you waiting for? The destruction? Come, let us reason together. But you cannot until you have a thorough knowledge of self. Who are you waiting for to teach you the knowledge of self? Surely not your slave masters who blind you to the knowledge. The white races, civilization, would never work for us. We are living in a day and a time of separation. Separation must take place before we can have independence, development, and growth. When life starts, it is separated from the male and given to the female. It develops in the darkness in the womb of the female. In the womb of darkness, it turns and develops stage after stage until it reaches perfection. Then another separation takes place from the darkness. The life form is delivered into the light. At the beginning stage of life, there is a dependence upon others to do for this young life until it is able to do for itself. At different stages of development, the baby is still expected to learn how to conquer certain levels of independence, which makes the baby able to do for self. The baby must learn how to talk for self. The baby must learn how to express its needs. The baby must learn how to walk on its own, how to clothe itself, how to feed itself. These are the first stages of becoming independent. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad took us on a journey of evolutionary development. He taught us stage after stage how to become independent. He taught us how to think for self. He taught us how to talk for self. He taught us how to walk in a perfect manner. He taught us how to clothe ourselves, how to make our own clothing. He gave us garments to protect us from disgrace and shame. He taught us how to eat to live, also showing us how to grow our own food. He separated us from the womb of the beast. He brought us out into the light of truth for the first time in our life here in America. He separated us and gave us a new life. Separation is the key and the only key to unlock the bondage of slavery and dependence. To be free and develop equality, we must be separated from the dependence on the devil for clothes, food, and shelter. The true and living God has come to raise us up and make us independent. But he cannot use anything from this world of wickedness. He must make a new everything. We have nothing to go for ourselves. We only have the slave mentality or the white man's way of thinking. We must be taught again how to do for self. We sit here in America with nothing, no money, no decent homes to live in. Allah God is the giver. He is our Savior. He came to the hills of North America to free us from this evil slave master and give us life, freedom, justice, and equality. The giver of our flag, let us know. Let the world know that we are an independent nation, the nation of Islam. The silent fast, the science of the silent fast, this is the power used to remove demons from the soul, silence and prayer. New wisdom cannot be added to old ways. One must remove before the pure truth can be put in action. It teaches us how to listen to the voice of Allah. The silent fast is the power used to make a person quiet down the soul and prepare the soul for Allah. The silent fast means to stop talking out of your mouth and talking in your head. It means that you must learn only to think on Allah, the greatest power to ward off evil of any kind is the remembrance of Allah. Therefore, silence and prayer remove the seven demons from the soul. Number one, the demon of self. This demon uses money and luxury to control and destroy. When you are given this science, this demon will begin to make you resist being silent in the form of questions that will seem very innocent at first. But this is the first sign of disobedience to hear and obey. This demon makes one speak of I, mine, me, and mine, and eludes others while negating other intelligence and love. This demon shows itself in some of the following ways. The superior self, greed, low desire, arrogance, self-indulgence, self-grandeur, jealous manners. Then, at the other extreme, it shows itself as hatred and self-destruction. This makes it hard to love beyond the person's small self-circle. Iblis fell because he would not look beyond his own understanding of things. He was arrogant and filled with the demon of self. He loved his own self more than he loved Allah. The demon of self made Iblis turn from the love and obedience of Allah. He was one of the jinns, Surah 6, verse 100, note 929, A. Yusuf Ali, and Surah 6, verse 101, note 806, Mulana Ali. Number 2, the demon of confusion. This demon shows itself in the actions of one who cannot work in an orderly and quiet fashion. It also shows itself in loud and vulgar behavior. The demon of confusion always does things to upset the peace of others and self. The demon of confusion takes away patience and replaces it with a restlessness akin
to uncontrolled thoughts and movements. The demon of confusion makes a person continue to make decisions that soon turn out to be an embarrassment. Allah is not the author of confusion. Number 3, the demon of lying. Satan is a liar. He makes a promise which he cannot keep. This demon makes itself known by making untrue statements or hiding the truth while he knows, with the intent to deceive. The demon shows itself as one who disregards the truth. No matter what, many signs are shown. This demon would not hear and obey the truth. This demon teaches its followers how to live a lie or do things that makes one not face reality by living other than a righteous life. Reality is Allah. Quran, Surah 28, verse 88. Number 4, the demon of thief, of theft or stealing. The demon of envy, jealous, and lazy demon is akin to the thief or stealer, because they all want to take what another person has instead of working to do for self. They hate the success of another person and always claim that they know or have experienced something that the other person has or experienced, so that they will not have to give any credit to another individual for his or her accomplishment. This demon makes one feel that Allah does not have enough power to give them what they need. This demon shows itself in a manner that shows distrust in Allah for all of our needs. This demon makes one want to take things, land, money, ideas, names, God, and religion from other people. This demon makes one lose its faith and begin to gamble and play games of chance, sports and play. It also makes one want to enslave others or to steal away others' freedom, justice, and equality. This demon works to take away the spirit of God and control the soul. This demon works slowly and steadily until nothing of the original self is left. This demon takes and takes and never gives anything of itself. This demon also shows itself as a lazy person. A thief does not want to work for what he or she wants. Number 5, the demon of falsehood or illusions. This demon shows itself in the form of misleading others to believe that which is imagined. This is a demon that was used to make a mystery out of the true and living God. This demon is a mocker of truth. He shows misleading images to the eye, such as tricks of a magician or a soothsayer. This demon was used in the time of Moses and the magician of Pharaoh. The demon comes from the ancient word in prefix, which means against, and the Latin word alludes to mock at or to play a trick on. This demon writes and speaks in many signs and symbols that are misleading to the average person. This is the type of writing that was used by the scribes when they wrote the Bible. When we look at the word Abel, we see that the A stands for a single power.
as a man, meaning one man. So the word able means to have a superior of the first power. When the letter A is given as a grade, it also symbolizes excellence or superior, and also means one. When we look at the word bi, it means two or double. When given as a grade, it means second best. So in order to trick the people, one verse of the truth was not used, or the best version of the truth was not used. The devil used two ways to explain what he said when he said God wanted people to believe, causing much confusion, and poisoned the truth with falsehood called the Bible. 6. The demon of fornication, adultery, and lust. The sex demon. This demon is a demon that destroys self-respect. He works to block the transmutation of the mind by keeping it on a low desire. The demon shows itself in the form of loose conduct and vulgar body displays. The demon takes away the beauty of sex and makes it into a low, doggish desire. This demon works to take away moral purity. The Quran warns, and go no nigh to fornicate. Surely it is an absurdity. And evil is the way. This demon works to destroy the character of an individual and society. Note 1426, Mulana Ali. This is another evil which is becoming prevalent with growth of civilization. The Quran not only forbids fornication, but enjoins men not to go near it, avoiding all those opportunities which are likely to tempt one to fall into the evil. Hence, it is that Islam discourages the two free intermingling of the sexes. Demon works to destroy self-control. The Quran further describes the demon works as the brunch of the greatest trust, the breach of the greatest trust, which can be imposed in a mind, in a man and woman. The breach which ruins families, destroys household peace, and destroys innocent children of their loving mothers, is not looked upon ever as the breach of trust of a free pound. Hence, the Islamic law seems to be severe to the Western Hemisphere. Adultery and fornication is a serious crime in Islam against our self-respect. 7. The demon of uncivilized behavior, savage acts, and rudeness. This demon loves to argue and fight. It does not like peace. A savage is one who has lost the knowledge of self and is living a beast life. His ways are unkind, and he dwells on filth and filthy habits. This demon shows itself in rudeness and unmannered behavior. He is rough, not refined, and uncultured. This demon is one which helps to produce slums. This demon also is the demon of war, which takes lives and destroys beautiful civilization. It is a barbaric demon. All of the above energies can be defeated if we resist them with silence and prayer. The fast abstaining from food when used together, brings the best results. Remember, 7 days is just the starting point. You will need to repeat the silent fast more than one time to see the power of the silence work. These prayers that should be said with this lesson. O Allah, I seek that refuge from the anxiety and grief. I seek that refuge from the lack of strength and laziness. And I seek that refuge from the cowardness and the niggardliness. And I seek that refuge from the being overpowered by debt and the oppression of men. O Allah, suffice thou me with what is lawful to keep me away from what is prohibited. And with thy grace, make me free from want of what is beside thee. Holy Quran, Surah 113, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Number one, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the Dawn. Two, from the evil of that which he has created. Three, and from the evil of the intense darkness when it comes. Number four, and from the evil of those who cast evil suggestions in the firm resolution. Solutions. Number five, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. Surah 114, the men, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Number one, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of men. Number two, the King of men. Number three, the God of men. Number four, from the evil of the whispering of the slinking devil. Number five, who whispers into the hearts of men. Six, from among the jinn and the men. These two prayers end the Holy Quran. Divine purpose is thus again described as the end of the Holy Quran, as is disclosed in the very beginning of the Holy Quran, bringing mankind to perfection. Nothing in this world can frustrate this purpose of Allah, holds control over matters as well as minds. The lesson on the silent fasting is to help prepare you for the final battle, which is purification of self. Not one of us are totally free from the seven major demons, forces. This is the reason why we have to learn how to protect ourselves from the forces that are getting greater and greater. The lessons we should learn to separation is at hand. We must go through the final separation. And it will be hard. It will be hard. It will be a hard one. Because it is the separation of the cattle from the cattle. And they all look alike. Therefore, patience must be, and the nature must be studied to distinguish the difference. The separation of the sheep and the goat and the goats was fairly easy to see. The separation of the wheat and the tares is a separation that takes time and patience. The Bible teaches this parable this way. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, this enemy came and strode tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced the crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seeds in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, An enemy has done this.
The servant said to him, "Do you want us then to go and gather them up?" But he said, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in a bundle to burn them, but gather together the wheat into my barn. The separation of the cattle and the cattle is the end of the separation. Some will go to hell and be burned, and the others will go to Allah and live in the hereafter, peace and paradise." Thank you for listening. Tune in again to Muhammad's Talk Radio. You can write me at Bride and Groom, Actual Facts, P.O. Box 4479, Kansas City, Kansas 66104, and I'll send you a list of the books that we have on sale. Thank you for listening, and remember, we should not judge until we clearly understand. And don't do anything to anyone that you don't want done unto yourself. Assalamu alaikum.